Quest Oracle Community proudly presents the PeopleSoft Connection, a Quest on-air podcast production. Hosted by PeopleSoft users Stephen Valentine, Senior Director of Quality Assurance at the Milton Hershey School, and Brooke Repine, a PeopleSoft Business Systems Analyst with Samaritan's Purse. This podcast explores and showcases how PeopleSoft customers are harnessing specific functionality and capabilities to drive business success. Hey, Stephen, how's it going? Can you believe we're already at the end of 2025?
That's so crazy how fast this year went. And just think about all that we got to do this year.
Yeah, 2025 was an exciting year for us personally. We launched the PeopleSoft Connection podcast with the support of Quest. And since we launched it, we've released 6 episodes covering a wide range of topics. I don't know about you, but I learned a lot this year, and I'm super grateful to be part of the podcast.
Yeah, I learned a lot too. I think with our first one, we talked about Fluid Work Centers with Valencia Borders. I learned so much just about Fluid and Fluid Work Centers and how we can use insights to gain some valuable information quickly. We're not using Fluid Work Centers, so it was really exciting to hear a little bit more about how valuable it is.
Yeah, I think the Fluid Work Centers was a great topic. It's a really good one-stop shop experience for the end users. So I'm glad we got to chat with Valencia about that. And I really hope we encouraged people who aren't using Fluid Work Centers yet to start using them. And I'm really looking forward to learning more about the things that they're doing to enhance the Fluid Work Centers, like the new work management framework.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I agree. And the whole point of this podcast is for people to learn more about the tools they can use so they can modernize their technology. After that, I remember we went to Blueprint, where we got to meet people in person. We got to talk to people and hear more about the podcast. And it was exciting that there were some slides in some of the presentations that promoted the podcast. And it was so great to meet as many people as we got to meet.
It was great to meet some of our listeners in person. And our next episode was focused on PeopleSoft Insights, where we talked about emphasizing the shift from simply just accessing data to generating meaningful analytics for our end users so they can drive smarter business decisions. So that was a really good conversation with Arul TT and Devin McCall at North Dakota University System. And I loved what they said about just start small with the Workforce Insights dashboard. And I'm really hoping that some of our listeners were inspired by that and maybe even have done that already where they've implemented the Workforce Insights dashboard.
Yeah, I thought that was a great call to action, just to start small, start somewhere, and turn it on and see what happens. And they talked about how they did it and really how they were asked to do it. And they were able to enhance some of the reporting and some information their users could get. So that was a really great insight to learn more about PeopleSoft Insights. And then next, we got to talk about the PeopleSoft Tools Test Framework, which I thought that was a really exciting find because we tried that years ago, right after we first implemented PeopleSoft and determined it was just too much work and was going to be too much to maintain. And we just didn't do it. We stopped our implementation of it. But now, after talking to Jessica and Jennifer, it sounds like PeopleSoft has come so far with that tool and is such a better product now. And it's so exciting that they're spending their personal time to help people learn more about it and encourage people to implement it.
Agreed. I hope if anybody is considering using the automated testing framework, that they take a listen to that episode and they tap into the resources. We learned that Jessica and Jennifer not only have a SIG group, but they also have a weekly working meeting where you can just pop in and ask any questions that you might have as you're working on a PTF script for your organization. I think that's an amazing resource. I appreciate that they're willing to give of their time, and they're basically organizing us to have a usability group that we can bounce questions and ideas off of, and I really appreciate that they're doing that.
And I think on top of that, they're PeopleSoft Test Framework wizards. They seem to know a lot about the product, probably more than pretty much any other user that I know. So there's definitely someone to tap into and take advantage of.
And we are so lucky to get those customers on our podcast. We also were blessed to have not only customers like ourselves that are using PeopleSoft, but we had some product strategists from Oracle on the podcast this year. And that was a blessing as well. We talked to Joe Williver about the page and field configurator with the change tracking and notifications.
I learned so much about the page and field configurator, things that I didn't even know. It's just such a valuable tool for our users where we can just make small little changes to the system, set up some notifications and alerts, and even track things that are happening to the system. I agree. That was an exciting find. And Joe did a great job of really explaining to us how it works and helping us. He's a great resource for all of us.
And I hope next year we can talk a little bit more about Notification Composer.
I'd like to learn more about that too. And then the last episode that we just released really focused on the mobile asset inventory. And then we talked about idea space and focus groups. Hema Thames is our fixed asset expert who recently released the mobile asset inventory feature where we can scan our assets on our phone. You just go into a room, scan the asset, pull it up and make any changes you need to right on your iPhone, and it'll update it in PeopleSoft. I think that's such a cool feature, and that is going to go so far with how we can keep up with our assets and scan them. It's just great and exciting, all the things that they're doing with PeopleSoft. And then we also talked about the idea space, how people can go out in the idea space and put ideas that they have and put notes, and then other companies can vote on it. And that's what they use to add new functionality into the system.
I really appreciated that conversation as well. We talked a lot about the resources that are available and how to speak into the PeopleSoft functionality and the enhancements that are coming out. So I think that was a great segue that we went down when we were in that episode as well. So several of our listeners this year took on our Blueprint 4D challenge, where we asked them to identify a business problem, collaborate with peers, explore new product enhancements, and just select those features to implement and then go back to their organization to actually do that. So really excited about Blueprint 4D 2026. And what that will bring for us this year.
Yeah, I know the registration is open for that now, so people can actually go out and register. It's going to be in Texas again this year. So that's exciting. It's kind of fun to do something different. But it is exciting to think about all the new technology that's out. And I always love listening to the sessions and seeing what's coming out. And I'm really excited about the new landing pages. They're coming out with 862. I can't wait to see what they're going to show us next year on what they've done. I think the new report that shows all about the customizations that aren't being used is really a game changer. So I know they're only going to give us more tools in the future.
When I look ahead to 2026, I'm really excited about all those things you mentioned as well, Stephen. I'm also excited to hear who is going to be nominated for our PeopleSoft Innovator Awards for 2026. It's neat to see who Oracle is recognizing for successfully adopting new PeopleSoft functionality that's come out. So I'm looking forward to see who's going to be highlighted within our community in 2026.
Yeah, it's really fun to hear what people have done and hear what prompted them to implement the technology, hear about their journey as they went along the way, and then hear about their successes. So that's always exciting to hear from people that have implemented a new product.
Well, I think my challenge would be for our listeners is just to stay engaged as we move into 2026 with the PeopleSoft community and reach out to us. Let us know what topics you'd like to hear and continue to engage with other peers and the PeopleSoft product strategists and all the resources that we've talked about that are available to us, like the focus groups, the SIG groups, and the idea space.
Yeah, I think that my one challenge is also really focus on how you can learn from the user communities. There's just so much knowledge out there and there's so many people that are willing to share. And let's take advantage of those people and learn from them as we all continue to enhance our product. And we're looking forward to an exciting 2026. Thank you for tuning in for today's episode of the PeopleSoft Connection, a Quest on-air podcast production. Show notes and links can be found at questoraclecommunity.org/PSFTConnection. To learn more about what's happening in the Quest PeopleSoft community, visit our website, questoraclecommunity.org/PeopleSoft-community.